And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 15th of May, 2015. It was on this day in 1891 that Pope Leo XIII issued an official Catholic Church encyclical addressing labor issues. It was called Rerum Novarum, of New Things, and it was the original foundation of Catholic social teaching. He said in his letter that while the Church defends certain aspects of capitalism, including the right to private property, the free market cannot go unrestricted, that there is a moral obligation to pay a fair and a living wage. And he told employers not to look upon their workers as their bondsmen, that it was never okay to cut wages, and told them to be mindful that to exercise pressure upon the indigent and the destitute for the sake of monetary gain and to gather profit out of the need of another is condemned by all laws, human and divine. It's the birthday of the man who wrote one of the most famous books ever, The Wizard of Oz, L. Frank Baum, born in Chittenango, New York, on this day in 1856. His book first published in 1900. L. Frank Baum was a socialist, and he wrote, "There were no poor people in the land of Oz because there was no such thing as money, and all property of every sort belonged to the ruler. Each person was given freely by his neighbors whatever he required for his use, which is as much as anyone may reasonably desire." It was on this day in 1886 that Emily Dickinson died at the age of 55. Emily Dickinson, who had written, "Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality." She had made her sister promise to burn all of her letters when she died, but she didn't say what to do with her notebooks, 40 notebooks that contained nearly 1,800 poems that she had written. And it's the birthday of Catherine Ann Porter, born in Indian Creek, Texas, 1890, who said, "I started out with nothing in the world but a kind of passion, a driving desire. I don't know where it came from, and I don't know why, but this thing between me and my writing is the strongest bond I have ever had." Catherine Ann Porter, who wrote Flowering Judas and other stories, Pale Horse, Pale Rider, and her big bestseller of 1962, Ship of Fools. Here's a poem for today, William Wordsworth, lines from his long poem, The Prelude. "When from our better selves we have too long been parted by the hurrying world and droop, sick of its business, of its pleasures tired, how gracious, how benign is solitude. Hermit, deep in the bosom of the wilderness, votary in vast cathedral where no foot is treading and no other face is seen kneeling at prayer, or watchman on the top of lighthouse beaten by Atlantic waves." Lines from The Prelude by William Wordsworth. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by LegalZoom, providing legal solutions for business owners, including corporate filings and legal plans featuring attorney contract review and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.